What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Some conservatives believe that feminism started out well, but was later taken over by radicals with more extreme ideas. We often hear statements like, the first wave was okay. It's these second and third waves which were really harmful. Nothing could be further from the truth. Not only were most of the core ideas of the womanist movement present among its earliest thinkers, but the role of Luciferianism and the occult is often downplayed. The evil triumvirate of either Satanism, womanism, and free love on the one hand, or of atheism, womanism, and free love on the other, are pervasive in womanist thought. Also, the idolatry of the human male and the concept of woman as human being independent of her womanhood and motherhood are prominent features. Let's take a quick look at one early thinker. Mary Wollstonecraft, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, is often considered the godmother of the woman's right campaign. After being raised in a home with an abusive father and a distant mother who favored her older brother over the rest of the siblings, Mary fled to find solace elsewhere. The French Revolution was the backdrop for the fledgling egalitarian movement. Robespierre and the Reign of Terror were wreaking havoc across France. Mary only escaped the guillotine because her boyfriend, an American named Gilbert Imlay, vouched for her. However, Gilbert abandoned Mary later, and in her heartbreak over the desertion, she attempted to take her own life twice. Later, she met William Godwin. Though the two were both proponents of free love, they married. Godwin was an anarchist who believed the family enslaved men's sensuality. And here is where the conflict between womanist ideology and motherhood comes in. Because while Mary agreed with most of Godwin's thinking on free love, she had seen firsthand the difficulties that children born outside of wedlock faced. A Vindication of the Rights of Woman is considered a womanist classic. Despite being a difficult and disorganized read, it remains a trailblazing book in the history of egalitarian thought. Mary took aim at three male structures, the monarchy, the military, and the church. She saw a standing army as incompatible with freedom, and the curate was useless because he had no mind of his own. Men in general had developed a systemic way to keep women uneducated and carnally available. Another very important feature of Mary's work is her emphasis on women as humans. This may sound odd to us as believers, because for us, of course, women are human beings made in the image of God. But if we analyze Mary's thought closely, the devil is in the details. The emphasis on a female being a human, independent of being a woman and motherhood, eventually leads to the elimination of womanhood altogether. The womanist movement leaves a haunting trail of traumatized females, monstrous men, dead children, mentally ill women, and dark arts in its wake. Its ideals are pushed with a vengeance in our own day by the DNC, Hollywood, the public school system, higher education, major corporations, and many others. Though Mary herself could never have imagined it, nor can she be blamed for it, we see the devastation some of her ideas have brought in our own day, with rampant female promiscuity and the pro-choice movement. The idol of womanism continues to be masculinity. Women image God at their best when they are women, not knockoff cheap copies of men. Over 2,000 years ago, the Greek philosopher Aristotle wrote that a female is a deformed male. The modern woman's movement seems fixated on making that grotesque statement a reality. As Christians, we are and continue to be in a cultural war. The cure for the challenges and difficulties that both men and women face today is not to be found in agnosticism, womanism, and free love. The remedy is, and always will be, in the Lord Jesus, who gave us Christianity, a biblical and benevolent patriarchy, and marriage. Let's pray for those who have been deceived by womanist ideology. Let's pray that the Spirit will work in their hearts so that they may be rescued by the King of Kings. The source material which I use for this video is available in the description below. If you'd like me to do a deeper dive into this movement, let me know in the comment section. And if you're happy with a one-and-done video, also let me know. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.